see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Tonight is a call-in show, and I have with me Sharon, my numerology person that works with names. So we would love you to call in. The toll-free line is 888-429-5471. Again, it's 888-429-5471. Sorry, please excuse me. Hello, Sharon. How are you?
It's so nice to be with you again.
That's what happens when you fly on a plane and then land. So how does the name show up? Talk about the names and how you wrote your book, how you came to.
Well, it took 15 years of research and trial and error and everything. And then when I thought I'd figured out the system, then I was invited to go talk and we did research. And it's now 76 countries, but before the book came out, it was 72. And And so it was accuracy, and everybody kept asking, where can I find more information? And so I thought, okay, I'll write a book. And that was a huge commitment, being a math major, because most math majors don't write or we're slow at it. So, so it took me 2.5 years to write the book because I rewrote it 4 times during that time period because of input from.
And you're still upgrading it all the time, aren't you?
Well, not the first one. It's gone through 3 editions. The second one, Know the Name, Know the Spirit, I just taught the first class or seminar on it this weekend. And so then there were different things I thought, oh, this would be helpful or that would be helpful based on, input from the people that were in the seminar. And so I thought, okay, it's going to end up with its second edition, And then this year, the Know the Name, Know the Person, the first book will come out in Spanish.
And nice.
Our goal is at the end of the year, the Know the Name, Know the Health will come out right before Christmas.
Oh, good. So, how can somebody make a decision like buying property or naming a child? Is there any kind of knowledge that they need to know, or do they need to contact you?
I always say, pick the name for your child because the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called.
That's true.
Once you have the name of the child, then call me and let me help you spell it correctly so that they get all the lessons that the soul wanted, but we're going to do it the easy way instead of the hard way.
See, when I had Jeffrey, I wanted to spell it G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, but his father wouldn't let me, so we spelled it J-E-F. What's the difference in those two spellings?
Well, in the E-O kind of somewhat
G-E-O, not J, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Right. But the E-O in the Jeffrey with the G, but the E-O balances out with the J, so he would have gotten close to the same thing that way. With the Jeffrey with a G, he would have had to really spend some energy and some time learning how to love himself. With the energy of the J, which he gets as a bonus for that he wouldn't have had in the other name, is he has the capability of being a millionaire because that sits in the name when it's spelt with that J.
He already is. He did really well. He became a doctor. Is there a history on deciphering names? And how would one develop a way of knowing when they're looking at something, well, maybe that's good or maybe that's not good?
Well, if they read the book, they can do it for themselves. Hopefully, that's the whole goal of the books. But, if you start looking at your own life and you think, is there one name that shows up and everybody that has that name is just a challenge to me? Or there's one name that shows up and I just love everybody with that name. Then you can start looking at similarities and you think, well, there's something in that name over there that doesn't work for me. And there's something in this name over here I love. You can kind of start it that way. But the first name of somebody is the essence of who they are. The middle name is where they go when they're under stress. And the last name is their surrounding. Who are they pulling to them? What kind of people are they attracting into their life?
Now, a lot of people go by a middle name. And when you go by a middle name, does that negate the first name?
No, there's different reasons. Like sometimes somebody will go by a middle name because a relative couldn't pronounce the first name. So then it would negate what I'm saying. But any other reason, it's like they're more comfortable redoing what they've done in the past and redoing and clarifying and upgrading past knowledge than they are in going forward and gaining new knowledge.
My son, my firstborn son, goes by his middle name. He adopted it into his first name, but it was
And so,
James Vance, and he goes by the name of Vance.
well, and so when he's going by Vance, he's literally saying, I'm re-looking at the issues that I've done before and I'm upgrading them. I'm doing them again, and this time I hope to do them better. It's like a
Oh, it's a
Groundhog Day.
second lifetime. I understand that. You know, that's in the chart. When you do the astrology chart, you can tell if a person is doing a second lifetime. What about Catherine with a K?
Okay, so Catherine with a K, it's very interesting. She has confrontation in her name, and yet at the same time, she can raise that confrontational style up and then develop it into spiritual gifts. She can raise it to the higher planes. It says she's very generous, very independent, and she's learning how to lead where she benefits everybody else. Now,
And
Elizabeth.
what if she calls her nickname Katie?
Okay, so if she's calling it Katie, she's saying, I don't want to have to deal with confrontation. I'd rather
Yeah,
have peace. On the other
that's
hand,
Katie.
okay. And on the other hand, she's also saying it's going to be harder for me to reach up and develop my spiritual gifts because I've just deleted some of the helping hand to do that.
Oh, well, maybe she'll rethink that then. This is my cousin. She's really fabulous, but she's learning her spiritual gifts, and she's quite good. She really is quite intuitive. So I'll have to tell her to be Catherine.
Yeah.
We do have a call in. We have Elaine from New Jersey. Her last name begins with the letter S, and she's an April baby. Are you there, Elaine?
Yes, I have a question. I'd like to contact my mother on the other side, and I'd like to know why she doesn't come in my dreams.
Elaine, we're not doing that tonight. What we're doing is your name. What was your mother's name?
Her name was Aaliyah, Aalia.
What do you feel with that, Sharon?
Well, it says that she was here to, she worked really hard. She was a very good hard worker. And she was very likable, but she wouldn't change who she was and able to get liked and highly independent with a lot of self-confidence. Her challenge in that name would be in able to see everything clearly. So, like 75 to 80%, she'd see clear as could be. But then that other percentage, it's like she could have bought into some belief or some teachings that her parents gave her. That when she looked at it, she says, you know, experience isn't validating my teaching. And so she would have had to learn to trust her experiences over her teaching. Because what we do is when we take on a teaching that worked for somebody else, but you know, times change and it doesn't work for us, and then we say, ah, we just had that other experience, but it's supposed to go this way. What did I do wrong? Instead of saying, hey, I'm looking at this experience and this keeps happening when I'm doing this, what do I need to change in my belief system? So that would have been what she was here for.
And as for her contacting you, Elaine, when did she pass?
In August of 2004.
Okay. So she certainly can contact you with the correct medium. Frank St. James is a medium, and Richard Scholler is another medium. They are both very good. So on my website, you can contact Frank St. James. Otherwise, send me an email offline, and we'll see if we can help you with that as well, okay?
Could you repeat that again? Help me with what?
We'll see if we can help you. Contact me offline and I'll see if I can help you with your mother contacting.
How can I contact you offline? How?
My email is Elizabeth
I don't
underscore
have a
choice.
computer. I don't have a
And I
computer.
thank you for calling, Elaine. So here we are. It's very hard for me to work with people that don't have a computer, Sharon. So can you compare names of two people who know each other as to whether they would get along or not, especially in the business world. Don't you help people with that?
You can compare two names to see where the potential conflicts would be and how well they'll get along. In the business world, I help two different groups of businesses. In the HR department, they give me a job description, and then they give me a bunch of names and say, who should we hire? And I'll break down who would have the best potential and rank them for being able to do the job that they're being asked to do. And then and sometimes they'll call me on the other end, and they'll say, you know, their year review is up, or their 6-year review is up, or whatever. And what should they be working on? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I will look at their name and say, what are the 7 things that they came to work on? How would that apply in this job? And then I'll write back and say, have them work on these things, you know, so that it's beneficial to them and the company. Okay. And then for lawyers or attorneys, when they're preparing for a case, we can go over and what phrases, what vocabulary would, you know, let the judge know about their own issues and have them favor your client more, and what phrases or vocabulary needs to be said so that your client knows that you're doing the very best you can on their behalf. And then we also can help pick jury members. And so they say, you know, what kind of a jury do you want? Do these names have it? To what percentage are you? So as you're trying to stack the jury in your favor.
So yeah, they have a show on called Bull. Have you seen it?
I've seen it once. I don't have a TV set, so
It's a good show. It really is. It's fascinating about changing the mind of a jury, but I guess it does happen. It seems to be a new business that people are helping, you know, decipher the jury and which way they're going to go.
Well, some of the lawyers now have learned face reading to see if that can help them. And so it's just as fast as face reading is nameology science. So, you know, they say their name and you're off and running, and you already know what you're looking for. So then you can say, hey, they've got this percentage of that, or they don't.
Well, you really need that when you're playing poker, right? Is there such a thing as a bad name?
You know, I would love to say no, but that's not the case. I look at the majority of names have the result or the answers or the gifts that have you be able to learn how to handle the challenges. However, there are some names out there that have date raper in them. There are some out there that say, I'm a psychopath. There are some names out there that say, you know, I'm real honest, except for when it comes to money, and then I'm a really good thief. You know, there's some names that will just say, you know, I only tell a certain percentage of the truth. You know, it's a real challenge.
Tell me what you think. I have to ask you. Tell me what you think about the name Walter.
You know, it's so funny. I did a talk in Austin, and afterwards, a lot of people could come up and get a mini name reading. And there were plenty of Walters in the audience. And the person that was helping me said at the end, she said, you know, I think I'm going to change my name to Walter. And she was a female. She goes, I think I'm going to change my name to Walter. And I said, and I looked at her and I said, you know, I'm not going to say the challenges when we're doing quickie minis. I want them to feel good. I said, you don't want to change your name.
So what does Walter say? That was my father's name, and you kind of described him.
So the name Walter, with no last name, just a generic Walter, okay, says that we have some illusions. We can be a visionary, but we have some illusions, and so we're searching because we have a harder time really identifying the truth and what's not the truth, not because we're not honest, because it doesn't say that. It says they can be very honest in their name. But what it indicates is that they have a harder time recognizing what is truth and what isn't truth. You know, they don't quite have the discernment level. But it says that they're learning how to be wise. They have a lot of knowledge, and so they're learning how to be wise, and they learn through experiences. That he would be athletic, he would want to really push and do the top what he could
definitely.
Definitely,
he was.
And a lot of self-confidence.
He broke the world's record running track. But his middle name was Edwin. Does that change anything?
That adds a temper, you know?
Yeah, a terrible temper. Neat, neat, it really is.
You know, so, but he had a lot of empathy for other people, you know, at the same time, but... It just, there's 4 different ways that temper shows up in a name. And wouldn't you like to know, Elizabeth, when you're meeting somebody, you think, maybe I'm interested in this one, to know that they've got a horrible temper and to say, you know what, I don't want to deal with that, even though I like the person.
Yeah.
You know?
I would like to know that. Same with the street address. Anyway, we do have Devon from Pennsylvania, D-E-V-O-N. Last name is J. Devon?
Devon Jones.
Okay. And what would you like to know? Do you want something in specific or just in general?
In general. I mean, it doesn't matter. Anything.
Okay. So it says that you're a detective and you're a people person and everybody, you know, comes in and gives you their problems and wants your advice because you give very good advice and you have really good listening skills. Okay.
Yeah,
and
so I definitely do have that.
So one of the challenges in your name is not to take on other people's problems as your problems. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, you don't want to take them on because you're very generous of nature. And then you say, oh, this is how it is. Your name indicates that you have a lot of charisma. People are just naturally attracted to you, Devon. You have an excellent memory. You're very good with nurturing other people, but you want to pick who and you want to pick how and you want to pick when. You don't like to be told. Okay. The name also says that you're very good in anything that has a practical, logical, deductive patterning to it. So that, you know, like math, music, mechanics, computers, anything that has a step-by-step process that you would be very good at because you have really good deductive reasoning skills. And in fact, that's really outstanding that you're a lifelong learner and that you have these moments of brilliance and you bring really intelligent, brilliant people around you to help you constantly improve for yourself.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. I appreciate the call.
Is there any way, what other questions do you guys answer? I have my sister that passed away, and I've always...
No, we're not doing that tonight. We're just doing names tonight. But you can call in when Frank St. James is on. He's the one that does crossover readings. And we take one question from each person. So thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Elizabeth, you asked about addresses.
Yes.
And so if you look at the number of the address, and I learned this piece, I like to give credit where credit's due, when I lived in China from the Chinese. So you look at the numbers, and that will tell you, like, what's going to happen to the individuals or what the energy is going to be like for the individuals while they're living there.
And then you think 33 is not a good number?
Not according to the Chinese, with the style that I learned over there. And then I've watched it. And when you look at how many places go on sale, and the majority of places at any time that are for sale, either, reduced down to a 4 or a 6. And so that tells you what's going to go on for the individuals that live there.
What happens when it comes down to a 4? My address goes down to a 4.
It means you're always wanting to fix something, or if something's broken or you need to improve it. It just means that your house needs a lot of attention all the time.
Oh, I don't think that's true, but that's okay. Maybe it's the yard work that needs attention all the time. Anyway, we do have a Genevieve from California, Genevieve R. Are you there, Genevieve?
Yes, I am. Well, hi, Sharon. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how Genevieve. Are you?
I'm
Where
fine,
in
thank
California
you.
Are you? Where in California are you?
In Los Angeles.
All
rainy,
right.
Rainy, rainy.
What's your
Thank
question
God for the
your
rain.
Tonight?
Okay, I was born given the name Genevieve, but since no one could ever pronounce it, it was Guinevere Geneva, then I've always used Jenny with a G.
Okay, so you can get along with any group that you want to get along with. You know, you're like a chameleon. You can just figure out what do you need to do to get along with this group or that group or another group. So you're very good at that. You have a lot of natural charismatic enough, or just a charisma. You walk into a room and people are just attracted to you. So they would immediately come over and want to introduce themselves. And, you know, they'd be curious to get to know you. You have an ability to be flexible and to change and to keep adapting to know what you need to do. Our world's constantly changing. And so one of the things in your name, it says, is that you help other people also be comfortable with change because you can do it very well. And things keep changing for you. It's like you're constantly being flexible or adapting. Your name also indicates that you have a huge heart, just a huge heart. and that you really feel emotions deeply. And it says that you really love incredibly deeply, and that you're also very organized and have a great memory in any area that you're interested in.
That's
you know?
The Capricorn in her.
Yes, I love politics too, and I'm good at it.
Oh, are you? That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a politician yourself?
No, but I study both sides a lot, so I know what's going on.
Good.
I don't just listen to one side.
You need to be neutral and then choose what's right. That's right.
Correct. Now, Sharon, you mentioned when I was listening that maybe a name that I would bring up that, and since the very beginning, my daughter, who's I gave her the name Laura, I'll tell you, from 8, 9, 10 years old, we've never gotten along. Her name is Laura. Is there a reason for that?
You have different opposing communication styles. You come from the heart first. She comes from the head first. She wants to get down to business first. You want to connect first. And so it's just opposing styles.
I also feel that Laura might be afraid to connect. I think there's something that makes her afraid of being wrong. When's her birthday?
September 25th, 1962.
Oh, she's a wonderful Libra. A wonderful Libra, but she could be very shy and she could be afraid of being wrong, or that maybe you perceive her as being wrong, and that's a threat to her.
Yeah, she'll shut down and quit when criticized. That's in her name. What was the year she was born? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the year she was born? I'm just curious.
I got married in 1961. Was born 60. She had to be born 62.
Okay, the only reason 62. I was curious is because your daughter and I share birthdays, only a different year.
Oh, I'll be darned. Huh. Well, I know that the location and the time have a lot of bearing. So
on the chart,
my
fortunate
daughter has a very hard time getting along with anybody.
Yeah. Well, the other thing in her name is that she's overly sensitive to criticism. But the one thing is she also has in her name is that people will take from her what she doesn't want to give. And therefore, she's going to be more reserved and she's going to be more careful and more conservative, you know, before she reaches out. She wants to know somebody. And another thing that's a cause of concern for her, a challenge, is that she doesn't have really good discernment yet. So it takes her a long time to say, is this person safe or not?
Huh, my God.
And she could be taken advantage of. And then when she realizes that she has resentment, of course, we all do.
Yeah. Well, she has no mercy or no forgiveness for anyone in the family. And it's sad because she's isolated herself.
Well, she'll get there. So, Sharon, let me ask you this question then. How can parents work out naming their child so that the children could get along with them? Is it only the name or would it be the birthday as well?
Well, I think you can go either direction. And so I would love to be able to say that I know enough astrology to say this is the perfect name for that birthday, but I don't. When you look at it, the way to reach Laura is non-judgmental and through humor. You know, and then to constantly say, wow, you did that well, you know, or how did you manage to do that? Please show me, please teach me, so that you're reaching in and helping her build up her confidence, because her name indicates that she came in with confidence and she immediately lost it.
Yes, because the 25th of September is also a day where you're more of a follower than a leader, but you're creative. That's very interesting that you have the name and the date around the same time. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, bless her heart. I wish I had known you back then. I would have given her a better name or something.
Sharon, if she changes her name, that would that help if she changed her name?
It does. It does, but she has to be willing. You know, and
what if we called her Lori? What if we all called her Lori and no more Laura?
It would make her even more independent. You want Laura because she's more likable.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, she's a beautiful, attractive, has a happy personality. But when on the other side, when she flips that coin,
it's defensive. Yeah, it's defensive.
She can't forgive herself. She really needs to work on that.
You're right, because she hasn't seen her great her first grandson in 3 years because she won't apologize to the father. So, oh boy.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, those are her karmic lessons, and it's too bad that we can't interfere, but we can't. Anyway, Genevieve, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so, so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, we're getting to the end of the half hour, Sharon. And there was something else I wanted to ask you. If you compare people's names, like in a family, like if you have four children and they come to you and they give you the name of the four children, can you tell how they'll get along or what's going on between them?
Yes, I absolutely can. And the other thing that's interesting is some companies, after I've worked with them for a while, will literally give me their entire flow chart and then who's working under who and how the flow is and say, label our problems. And I will literally go through and say, this one doesn't work for that one. Well, this one doesn't work for this one. If they have the skills, move them around over here. Huh. You know, this is who they're going to work better with. Or this needs to happen to have these two people get along. It's very obvious once you know the system. And, you know, I have that free ebook until February 14th, which is Know the Name, Know How to Connect. That's on the website, knowthename.com, all the way through Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's wonderful. We do have one more caller. His name is John, last initial R. He's from Texas. He's a Virgo, 9/11. So, John, are you there? Hello, John.
I don't really have any questions. I just initial feelings about the how the
we'll
name.
We'll do your name. Where are you from in Texas? What town?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. So tell John about John, Sharon.
Okay. John, do you spell it with an H-N or just an N?
J-O-H-N.
Okay. So with that H-N, you always get to look younger than your years. Okay. So it says that you're absolutely brilliant. You can make a good boss, but you don't need to be the boss in such a way that you would rather just tell people what they need to do and have them do it because you don't like to micromanage. But you have this incredibly fabulous memory. You'd be very good at computers, technology, investigations, you know, any of those things. You have the ability with your name to juggle a lot of balls and keep them all in the air and don't, you know, not drop any of them at any time, you know, so you can do a like multitasking, but it's more than multitasking because that means you're doing it at the same time, but it's like you focusing here and then you're focusing there and focusing again, a different place, and then you're coming back. So you can have a lot going on at one time and not lose track of any of it because of this incredible memory of yours. It looks like you're a list maker, and it can be on paper, it can be in your head, but you're constantly going down your list. What do I have to do next? What do I have to do next? You know, like that. You really know how to love. You know how to nurture the ones around you, but you want to choose who you love. Not everybody does. They just kind of fall into things. And your name also says, because you're from Dallas, Texas, anyway, it says that Dallas is a very good city for you. There's compatibility with Dallas, Texas, and you keep learning while you're there. It also says to you that you're bringing good people to you, which is nice.
That's wonderful, John.
Well, so how would the combination of my middle name, Howard, does that have any bearing on the first name?
It does. It lets me know that you have this intuition or wisdom in the first name and you just know things, but then you want to question it and you can go into doubt sometimes instead of just going forward and trusting your own intuition. It also indicates that you would have fairness issues, that it's easier for you to stand up for others than it is for you to stand up for yourself. Again, it has you in that leadership or that, you know, the CEO or autonomy role. But it also introduces a temper so that when things, because it's in your middle name, that when things aren't going well for you, you can get really frustrated. You know, it's like, you're so used to everything happening so fast and you catching on so quickly that when your brain causes you to slow down, you're not a happy camper.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you, John. We do have another one that came in. I think people are listening tonight, Sharon. We have Jacqueline W. from California. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello. Yay me.
is that J-A-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E?
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, but I wanted to ask if it's better to use that or my spelling of Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-I-E. I kind of pivot back and forth with it.
Okay. So when you use your full name, you have a lot of confidence mm-hmm. and you walk into a room and everybody's going to notice and go, oh, there's something about her. We want to get to know her. When you go by Jackie, it's like, okay, there's another girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jacqueline is powerful. Jacqueline is like Elizabeth.
I felt that too.
Yeah, Jacqueline is the one.
Yep, it is. But you know, sweetheart, you got to look at how you do. You got a lot of self-confidence, but you question your own worth and value. Okay?
So of course. That's
that's in your name is a real challenge for you. And yet you've got all these beautiful qualities in your name and such a generous heart, and you're so empathic and so good with other people. And at the same time, you question yourself. So if I could make one wish for you, it would be to turn off any negative criticism that self-talk and make it positive. Instead of saying, how did I miss that 4% of what went on today? Instead say, woohoo, I got 96% today. Okay, it's like always look at the
I've been problems. Working on that, yeah, for years. That's something I've worked on for a very long time. I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jacqueline, positive very much for calling. Let's find out. And it's been a pleasure to have you on. Sharon, the news that we have tonight is that you're coming on to BBS Radio. Let's tell the audience about that. What day is your show starting and everything?
It's going to be every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern time, starting April 4th. And it is a call-in show. We're going to have different guests. You can call in once a month and find out about your name and what it means. And then the other days we have guests. You can call in and find out other information. So it's all about knowing the name and knowing yourself better.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. We'll have you on. Let's find out, too, just in case somebody needs to call back. Every once in a while, we'll have you on. But that's wonderful. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are going to be going to our break. And we will be back after these messages. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your seven body chakras. There are two tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and Track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it. You listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to spiritual products.
Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P.
You could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Perry Como singing A, You're Adorable, which is such a perfect song for our guest tonight, Sharon White, because we're working on nemiology science. And I just love it when he says to tell you what you're worth to me. I guess that's what the name does, right, Jerome?
It does. It literally gives you so much information, which is just marvelous.
Well, tell us the way that you spell names, and can they change the meaning? I know one of our guests said, well, I spell it this way. Should I do that or spell it the other way?
Well, it does, because the placement of every letter matters. And just mm-hmm. like if you're sitting, let's say, in a seminar and you sit next to people you like, you're going to be more talkative. And if you sit next to people you don't know or you don't like, you may be quieter. And so not only do you learn the four placements that that letters can be in, which is first vowel, first letter, last letter, and then the rest are middle letters, you've got to learn how they play with the neighbors next door to see if it makes a difference. For an example, C, my mnemonic device for C is charming and charismatic to cover their need to be in charge and in control. Okay. And then my mnemonic device for the H is it's your holy letter. You get in the river and you go with the flow and you see where spirit takes you. So now you put the C next to the H and you've got a struggle, because it's like, are they going to be in charge, or would it be better off if they, you know, went with the flow? And so there's this constant inner turmoil. And so they end up doing things the hard way.
That was my sister. She was Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
Yeah, at least she was a lifelong learner. Go ahead.
Well, she was the life learner, but your description of the C was perfect for her, the controlling person.
Yeah, and the C's do control. And most of the time, you've got to look at the whole name, but most of the time C's control because they're afraid that they know how to do it right. And if they're not the one doing it, it's not going to get done right.
That's right.
So everybody has to learn how to do it their way, because that's the only right way to do it. And so what I do when I'm doing a reading is I do my best to point out that if they think 2 + 2 is the right way to get to 4, there's many other ways, like 1 + 3 or 7 - 4, you know, 7 - 3 or whatever, that part of the challenge is to learn to relax and think other people can get the same end results, even if they do it a little differently than you do.
So let's do the name. Now, I'm Elizabeth Ann. And we were going to do the first name says something, the middle name says something, and the last name says. So what are the three stages? I wanted to review that. The first name does what?
The first name is the essence of who you are, and it starts to say what you're about and what your first impression will be is in that first letter. Your lasting impression will be is in your last letter. For an example, Elizabeth, your H, your name ends in an H, and H is that holy letter. And so mm-hmm. behind your back, everybody's going to say, you know, she's really spiritual. She knows a whole lot about spirit. And that's what they're going to talk about behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the middle name is Anne.
And with Anne, the first letter is where you go under stress. Okay. So when you get stressed, you work harder.
Oh, probably. That's probably true.
You know, but
you
when
get
you
get your mind off things, right?
Right. But when you also go under stress, you stress your immune system. That's what you mean. It's also saying, okay. But it says that you've got almost like a photographic memory under stress, because
I do.
You've got to remember all this stuff, and it's all important, and it's all up front and center.
Okay? Yeah, I have an idiotic memory. I can remember a conversation verbatim, no matter how long ago it was. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, and that's what's in that "and." And then mm-hmm. your last name always represents what kind of people are you attracting to you? You know, what kind of people are you pulling in to take their influence? You know, who are you allowing to influence you? Mm-hmm. And so, like when I'm creating a name for somebody, when they're paying me to create a number, I always say, what kind of people do you want to attract to you? Because we need to have those letters in the correct placements and able to attract that kind of energy or that kind of vibration to you.
Hmm. So that would be Joyce is my public name. And that's got the word joy in it. I figured that was pretty good.
That is pretty good. And it also says you want to attract to you generous people who are incredibly smart and very nurturing and that are willing to take charge of control of their own life. And so they're attempting to be as responsible as possible and as knowledgeable as possible.
That's neat. It really is. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We have come to the end of the evening. We're getting ready for our meditation. So, Sharon, let's have your website, and please tell them about your radio show that's beginning in April.
Okay, the website is knowthename.com. It's KNOW, knowthename.com. And I'm starting with a radio show where you can call in and find out more about yourself. It'll be Know the Name, Know Yourself Better, and it'll start on Thursday, April 4th, 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern.
On BBS Radio Station 1.
Absolutely.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we'll have you back in March, of course. That would be March 10th. No.
Sounds
great. Yeah, March 10th. That's correct.
Sounds great.
I forget it's the same as February. March is the same as February. So when I was little, my birthday's in March. I always knew what day my birthday would be in February. And I thought that was great.
Our great joys in life, right?
Yep. Well, let's get ready for the meditation now. And next week, we're going to have a very, very special person on. Jody is going to be on. And Jody has his own psychic page. He is a psychic and he does predictions. He's very spiritual. The website is A Psychic's View, if you want to look at it. And he'll be with us next week. And then, of course, we'll have Frank after that. And I love having Frank St. James on. The meditation tonight is Developing Your Ascension Self. We will listen to William Vitalis singing Moonlight on My Window, which I thought was a lovely way to say goodnight. And then after the meditation, we'll go into Surrender to Source with Richard Shulman. And this is Elizabeth Joyce again with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Thank you for listening and good night.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation. Developing your ascension self in 2018. With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready, take 3 deep breaths, make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair, with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number 1, death of a loved one. Number 2, a lost love or divorce. Number 3, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number 4, an unhappy marriage. Number 5, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number 6, great physical pain and discomfort. Number 7, jail time. And number 8, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay, then. We've established there's a hell right here on earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, so to after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. all you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go. Let everything that went wrong in 2017 go. And the years before that, let it all go. And understand that you are now choosing to sign up for a positive 2018, where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself float up as Richard Shulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.